Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. I am your host, Vanessa Green, and KZN, what I can tell you is that pretty much what you already know, the weather has been a bit difficult this week, the seas has been big, however, there has been fish caught and the talk of the town is still the cooter. So with that big fish, there's also been a bit of news on your rock and surf side where the anglers that did put in the effort has definitely reaped the rewards. As for your freshwater side, well, there's definitely rods bending. Now, we're going to give you a bit of a taste as we get into the greater details of the show. So what I can tell you for now is that, like I said, offshore side, cooter, keeping anglers busy throughout the entire coastline. Some anglers saying this is the best cooter season they have ever experienced. Now, along with that cooter, there are an abundance of other species that have been caught on your offshore side. As for the rock and surf, it has slowed down a bit this week. However, we do have reports of Garrick and that big shad is still around, but the highlight of the week got to be the news from the lower south coast. As for your freshwater, well, Jan has got some fantastic fish to report on. So with that being said, we're going to get into all of this in this week's show. Before we do, here's a special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, with this being their featured product for the week.
Q-Fish Reel Protector fights corrosion, lubricates reels, and displaces water. Many multi-purpose oils are not plastic safe and run the risk of damaging your reel and your fishing line. Q-Fish is tested to be 100% plastic and nylon safe and features excellent corrosion protection properties against saltwater environments, whilst acting as a high-performance cleaner and moisture repellent. Q-Fish fights corrosion, lubricates, displaces water.
Thank you, Kingfisher. Guys, if you haven't watched our YouTube channel as yet, Kingfisher is the sponsor of that one as well. And you can catch the highlights version of this show on YouTube, including some amazing footage. And some of that footage Adam is going to be talking about as he gets into the South Coast report, because he is one happy angler down the lower South Coast. There are definitely some good fish to report on, and I'm going to leave it to him to tell you all about it.
Good day, Vinesh, and everyone else. I hope everyone's had an awesome week so far. The weekend's almost upon us, so don't fret. We're almost there, guys. So, Vinesh, we're definitely moving on the upward trajectory. We're moving on the upward scale in terms of fishing on the lower coast. We're getting to that point again where definitely the South Coast is the place to be in terms of fishing. From rock and surf to deep sea to fly fishing to bass, we're finally getting to that point. But I would say that it's not there yet. We're climbing the points table. We're getting there. You know, like if in terms of rugby or cricket or soccer, you know, rankings, we're finally moving up closer and closer. But we're not there just yet. But we're getting there. But again, it's a race. It's a marathon. We're going to get to the finish line, you know. So we're getting there, Vinesh. So it's been pretty good on the lower south coast again this week, which is excellent news. So to kick things off with a bang, we've got Kishan, Jason, and Navarone catching themselves some very, very nice hound sharks and hammers in the Orange Rocks area. We've got Stompy with some nice bream between Ramsgate and South Broom. And we've got Shabir with a beautiful cob landed at Sandspit recently. So good to see the pits, as we know it locally, starting to get sort of back to its sort of old self again of getting some beautiful cob being landed. We've got Ahmed Baye with a pair of cob at a secret spot that even he can't remember where it was, Vinesh, but it's very secretive. You can't find this place on Google Maps. And he got some rock salmon recently. Very nice to see some beautiful sized rock salmon and also to see them being released. So well done there, Ahmed Baye. So I also want to say that my friend Puven, his son Travis, got a beautiful grunter in the Kulu. So things are firing all on the coast. We're getting non-eds, we're getting edible fish. I wouldn't say we're at that 100% full fuel tank just yet, if we can all afford that at the moment, Vinesh. Let's not talk about it. But we are definitely getting to that stage where fish are coming on the bite. Plus the sardines are on their way, so it's only going to mean excitement and action for the lower coast. We're going to see some beautiful fish hopefully landed, and hopefully it's not just non-eds. Hopefully we're going to get some game fish with these sods that are on their way. Just hopefully conditions are going to be right. So we want that colder water and a bit of a cleaner water. It has been still fairly dirty on the lower coast. We've had some crazy rain over this last few days. As you know, even Durban's been hit with it. So most of our river mouths have opened and a bit of debris and whatnot in the water. And it's still sort of brownish, but it does look like maybe these few days of westerly coming over this coming weekend might set it a bit and clear it up a bit. But predictions are exactly that. They are only predictions. So I'm not too sure. I'm a Chelsea supporter and we spend 600 million on players and we're sitting really bottom on the table, Vinesh. So again, predictions are predictions. But it might be okay for this coming weekend. So things have been firing on all cylinders in terms of fishing and, you know, sort of catching stuff for the bra and stuff to take pictures and put back. It's definitely been a cob moment, though. It's still loads of decent cob being caught down on the south coast. And I would say chocker and fresh ockie leg are definitely your sort of bait of choice. And it's something I would want to keep in my arsenal, if you want to call it that way. Prawn hasn't been doing exceptionally well down the lower coast, nor is sardine. But I do think that, you know, some mackerels or bonnies and stuff that we've got now in most of our tackle stores will definitely be the choice for those non-eds. And as we know, hounds love mullet. So if you can get yourself some fresh mullet, you know, just sort of flap them up a bit. You know, sort of maybe hit them a bit with your chocker hammer or your mallet, if you want to call it. Get some of those oils and coming out of that fish. I think that will definitely be a good option. So Ramsgate, South Broome being a really good choice to go for your non-eds, your hammers, your hounds, and also towards Orange Rocks area. Port Edward's been a bit on the slower side, Vinesh, unfortunately, but Palm Beach has still been getting some shad. Moving over to another area completely further north, going to Umton 20, or 20 as we know it. There's the main beach of 20. There's a very nice channel that sticks out between the rocks. And the guys have been getting a bit of shad. They haven't been big though, Vinesh. They've sort of, I would say, making size slightly bigger. Not undersized, but not too great either. So you'd need a couple for the bra, I would say. Moving further high up from that, I know the guys have been getting some snook and kingies in the Mzumbi area. So that's also nice to see. But unfortunately, Vinesh, it's a case of hit and miss, especially when targeting snook, because they can be very finicky fish, or fish that you can't just throw something at them and they just don't eat. You can throw everything and the kitchen sink and they just go, no thanks, and they swim off. So it can be quite frustrating targeting that fish. The kingies have still been around from small to big, anywhere sort of from the Yvonga area, the Orange Rocks, and again moving northwards or your deeper water spots. So things have been pretty good on the lower coast, Vinesh. It's nice to finally actually have some reports of decent fish and also some pictures of the guys sending through. So thanks again for that, guys. I really do appreciate it. So moving over to the weather for the weekend. Friday, a bit of a strong westerly in the morning, turning to a southwester later on with the wind dropping down to around 20 k's per hour. Saturday, pretty much the same wind, moving to a northeast early in the afternoon with the wind speed between 10 to 15 k's per hour. Sunday, a northwest to a northeast. Also very light, Vinesh. So looking like sort of Saturday late into Sunday is going to be your pick of the weather in terms of the wind speed and direction. They did predict a bit of rain, but again, as predictions, we know how it goes. The waves will be around 2 meters at the start of the weekend, dropping on Sunday to around 1.3 meters. So that's pretty good. And the wave period hovering around 13 seconds. So there might still be a bit of groundswell, but with this westerly blowing, I don't think the sand's going to be too much of a problem. It might just flatten it a bit. And again, with the swells dropping down, it's looking like Saturday and Sunday is going to be the day to go and try, especially for those rockfish. So let's see what happens. Otherwise, guys, have an awesome weekend. Take care, tight lines, remember your limits, and remember your fishing permits, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Adam. I am so glad to hear things are getting better and better day by day down the lower south coast. And yes, with that westerly coming through, the sea is definitely going to shape up to be a fantastic weekend. Guys, there are so many species down there, from inedibles to edibles, some areas hotter than the others, but Adam has laid it all down for us to really make a plan to get down the south coast this weekend. We are going to get some rods bending. And from the rest of the reports that I've heard already, South Coast is definitely the place to be. Let's move on to Warner Beach, where when I heard this report, I was definitely having a big grin on my face, because that is the fish I want to hear about. Here is Gary reporting from the Kingfisher in Warner Beach.
I think, Chef, it's Gary here at Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good day to you all. Yeah, there have been a couple of Gary coming out here and there. It's big shed. I haven't heard of any more activity in that regard. But most of the Gary seem to be on those mozzies and mullet and carrows and stuff like that. I haven't heard of much in the way of this sort of smaller shed, that bait-sized shed like that. Other than that, quite a few of those spinner sharks around interfering with everything. But one chap got a tarpon there spinning the other day at the mouth. About 2.5, I think it was. But other than that, the sea's been up a bit. And although it's looking better now, it's still coming through pretty strong, about a 4-foot wave at Warner's. But it looks much better than it did this morning. So, no sign of any bait fish or anything on top here. The surf ski guys haven't been out much because of the sea. So, let's see what happens. Till next week then, tight lines.
Thank you, Gary. That's pretty much all I need to hear. Gary coming out at Warner Beach, big shed. The weather is shaping up to be good seas for the weekend. So, yeah, Warner Beach definitely producing the goods. Now, another area that's been producing the goods, more on the edible side, definitely on your offshore side. Guys, here is Mike V and Brad Krobler reporting from Durban.
How's it, guys? Yeah, with the sea being not its best the last few days, most of the guys have been targeting edibles. In that, they've been getting some lovely GTs. I saw a picture of one that must have gone 30 kilos. Between that, there's been a couple of black-tip kingies, some big-eyed kingies. The guys are fishing for the bronze bream. There's been the cob as well while they're fishing for the kingies with the chocker. So they're getting a mixed bag of edible fish around at the moment. Also, Oak's got a few grey sharks while fishing for the cob in that. Some guys putting live cob on the south coast and getting smoked. So, yeah, there has been the edible action. Inedibles been quiet, odd grey. I haven't heard of any sandies in the last week. One diamond came out on the north coast, apparently, but I didn't see a pick of it. So the rock and surf side was a bit quiet, but the edibles were trying. On the ski boat side, there was quite a few cooters still coming out. There's snook, there's some tunny, and as always, in the bottom, the guys getting their fair share of rock rods, slingers, reds, all those things. So yeah, the ski boat guys have been doing very well. Some big cooter as well, some absolute croc cooter being caught. In the bay, the Oaks have been getting some lovely grunter. I saw a pick of one well over 4 kilos. It was a lovely fish, absolutely thick fish. The kingies have gone a bit quiet. The Oaks are still getting their bags of snapper salmon. So yeah, there are some lovely fish in the bay to be caught. Guys, have a great one. Thanks.
Well, good evening, guys. It's Brad Jalinski, Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last couple of weeks. Well, guys, the water temperature is slowly dropping a little bit. It was sitting around about 22, so we're slowly getting closer to the proper heelback time. Guys, so after a couple of weeks, there's been a couple of half cob off the southern side that's on the bluff ledges in that 35, 40 fathom area. Bottom fish generally bottom fishing are right, but once again the sharks are hassling us. Up north, guys, there's been plenty cooter, plenty off the Umslaiti, Westbrook, Belita side. Yeah, so guys, keep it tight, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Looks like Durban is still producing the goods, with that species being your kingfish, your grunter, big size grunter at that, but certainly some activity on your offshore side. And as Brad was talking about, a lot of cooter up on the North Coast, let's move into the North Coast, where we are with Jesse from the Kingfisher Salt Rock and Bolito branches.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. And slowly settling into the cold weather that we've been getting. I know yesterday on the way to Bolito it was 14 degrees on the vehicle's thermometer, so I know that it's getting there, it's getting a bit chilly. So let's see what happens. I think it's only a good thing for us as anglers this time of the year, if you're shore based. for freshwater guys, not so much unless you're going to be fishing for carp. As a lot of people know, the carp are winter orientated fish. You get a lot of your bigger carp during winter. And the specimen guys really benefit from the colder weather. Just essentially what everybody enjoys, because it's just a nice and cool at the dam. Obviously the nights are a bit chilly, get a fire going and have a good time, you know. As far as your saltwater fishing is concerned, it's been a bit of a slog this week. I haven't heard of a ton of fish coming out from the surf. The boats is a different story, the skis are a different story, but definitely the surf fishing is kind of declined slightly since last week, the previous weeks rather. I would say that out of what I've gathered this morning, as far as reports go, is that there's still been a couple of shad around, one or two stumpies in certain areas, and those certain areas are leaning more towards the salt rock side, so your Four Poles area and south of there into Belita. North of that, Sheffield has been quite quiet. We haven't seen a lot of reports from that side, which is unfortunate, because it was looking really good in the previous weeks. We were looking at a couple of good bronze bream coming out and all of that, and this week's just been a bit quiet. But I think it's probably just the sudden drop in temperature, because it has been fairly warm up until now, and it does that sometimes. The fish get shocked the same way we do, and we wake up in the morning, step out of the house, and you're standing in 25 degrees, and now you're jumping it down to 15 degrees. It's a shock to the system. The fish as well, they've got nowhere to hide. So what they do, they kind of go into shock, and they can get lockjaw for a little bit. More noticeable in freshwater fishing than saltwater fishing, but you still see it. And it does take a little bit of time for them to acclimate and kind of get into the swing of things. So possibly that. But I'm assuming that this week we're going to have a lot more reports from the salt. I did see that up north, Richards Bay and north, there have been quite a few shad catches. It's not really my area, but I have seen that. And I can use that just to kind of work out the whereabouts of the fish. And it seems like they are moving up that area, which means that they are here. They're probably just not feeding, or they've gone a little bit deeper in this cold weather. So we'll see what happens going forward in the next week. But the exciting part of this report is the saltwater fishing in the skis and the boats. And we've seen in the last couple of weeks, there's been a good couple of cooter coming out. But this week has been kind of off the charts good with the cooter. We've seen a lot of fish coming out, and we've also seen more species. So we've seen some tuna coming out this week, not a lot, but there have been a couple, which is good, because we haven't had any in the last few weeks. We've literally had one or two. Even in the competitions with guys fishing for them, there were hardly any that came out. Snook, there's been a couple around, but definitely cooter is exciting, guys. This time of the year is really exciting. And I normally, I'll try and fish the ski boat festivals if I can and get a couple of fish there. But if I can't, then what I do is I fish after the ski boat festivals, and the Durban Ski Boat Festival specifically. And you know, if you're a guy that doesn't really stick with the patterns, the feeding patterns, the time of the years and all of that type of stuff, a good mark to start your cooter fishing would be around the Ski Boat Festival. So just keep that in your mind. Durban Ski Boat Festival, about 2 weeks before and about a month after, is probably the best time of year for the average Joe to go out there and get a cooter on the boat or the ski. It's quite simple. You can fish anywhere from the bluff through to Richards Bay or even further, and still catch a decent amount of fish. But what where really shines is your Durban area. So kind of like your Westbrook area. The Bluff does very well this time of year as well. Your areas like Beechwood, Virginia, Glen Ashley, that all of your little pinnacles and reefs around there do very well. And Floatie is an absolute hot spot. And that's where most of the guys will be fishing now, just because of ski access and parking and all of that, really. So yeah, I think that's probably going to be the best option now, guys. If you do want to catch a fish, get out there and fish for some cooter. Another thing that we've started to see is a couple of your bigger bottom fish start to come out now. So we're talking your Hilbeck and your Dagger. Not so many Hilbeck, but I know that the guys down the coast have spoken to me and they are starting to move their way up nicely. So that's a positive. And I'd say that within about 2 months, we'll start seeing a couple come up. As far as Garrick go, I haven't seen any Garrick yet. No reports from the boats or the skis in the last week. So we're just going to have to see how we go from there. But my area is basically Tongaat mouth. And north, I will let you guys know as soon as I do hear something come out. The last one I heard of, though, was the one at Blue Lagoon. And other than that, pretty much nothing. So I will let you guys know. Keep on listening to the reports and we will let you guys know everything that we can and hopefully get you guys onto the fish before they move on again. Anyway, guys, I hope everybody catches some fish this week, even though it's going to be a bit cold. Had a bit of rain, rivers coming down. There should be a couple of snook coming through this week if you're going to be spinning. Look for green water and you should be on the fish. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jesse. What another good report, my friend. Thank you for that great advice on fishing for that cooter. We know we are having one incredible cooter season. That advice you have given to us about fishing prior to the Durban Ski Boat Festival and after is very valuable. I mean, I didn't really pay much attention to that, but now that you've mentioned it, I certainly will. So guys, looks like Bolito is more of your offshore scene. However, there are some rods bending on your rock and surf side, so we will be paying more attention to the reports coming out from Bolito in the next couple weeks. Guys, if you want to check out some of their cooter, make sure to check out our YouTube channel. We've got some footage of some of those catches that has been coming out. Now, moving on to Mtanzini Banks. Well, there hasn't been much to report on. I chatted with Nick earlier this week, and he says there hasn't been any boats that has gone out purely because of these rough seas. So, unfortunately, not too much to report on from Mtanzini. However, we do move up to Richards Bay, where the fishing has been a little bit quieter, but there has been some fish. So here is Ali from Richards Bay.
Hi guys, I hope you're well. Fishing for this past week have been on and off with the bad weather, but anglers managed to catch a few cooter and tuna as well as some bonnet fish, but not much fish that came out. In our harbour, anglers have been catching some kingfish and rock salmon on small poppers or rapalas. But that's all for now. Thanks guys and Cyclone.
Thank you, Ellie. Yes, it has been a trying week up in your area, but those that did put in the effort definitely got those rods bending. So for now, we will be looking forward to your report next week. Guys, that rounds off our saltwater report for KZN. Now moving on into the freshwater, where there has definitely been some activity. A little slower on the bass side, but the ones that did come out were quality fish. And there's also been some good activity on that trout and carp action. But here is Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg that's going to tell you all about it.
Hey there, guys. So after last weekend's brief spit in the spot of the wet stuff, the weather held up very nicely this past week. But with the clear skies at night, yikes, it suddenly got very chilly in the mornings. Those early morning winter starts to go fishing are going to require some really strong coffee and a big promise of fish. So let's hope they get the memo and we can look forward to a cracker of a winter season. The anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club have been on the water this week with some great returns from both the river and the stillwater anglers. And just a reminder, guys, that it's less than 2 weeks to go for the river anglers before the official season closure and the winter stillwater season takes over completely for the next 3 months. So, Minda, if you want to sort out your river fix before the withdrawal symptoms start kicking in. For the stillwater anglers, the season kicks off with a bang very shortly, with the last weekend of this month taken up by the Hastings Invitational, leg one of the Topps Corporate Trophy Challenge, and in June we see the Camberg Trout Festival, followed by the Boston Fly Fishing Festival. Yours truly is fishing the latter of these four events, but as said, hey, I'm already getting those chills from the early morning starts, and frozen rod eyes are going to be something else. But so let's see what the NFFC anglers have brought to the table over the last week. The bulk of the brown trout reported from the NFFC beats from the rivers Umgeni, Moy and Bushmans have been in the 12 to 15 inch or 30 to 40 centimeter range, with a standard scattering of smaller and bigger fish outside of this bracket, with the biggest fish reported being in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 43 to 48 centimeter bracket. Good to see that as a result of the dry autumn we have been having, the rivers are running crystal clear and the dry fly action has taken off. No reports on water temperatures, but I suspect with the recent snow up top, must be starting to get a tad chilly. No swimming for me, thank you. The scaly, or that is Natal yellowfish anglers, also making the most of the rivers before it gets too cold, and some excellent fish are coming to hand, mainly taken on Euro nymphing with deep drifted nymphs. The stillwater anglers are not slouching either, with the bulk of the fish reported to be in the upper 30 to 40 centimeters, that is 13 to 17 inch bracket. But as is usually the case, there have been a couple of whales reported, that is right through the 50 centimeter class to just shy of 60 centimeters, that is 20 to 24 inches. That's some great fish. Looking forward to reporting on a few of those from the upcoming events when I'm fishing. Dams are still nice and full, most are nice and clear, and with the recent temperature drop, fish are in a feeding frenzy before the bugs go to sleep. Flies of choice are still on the larger end of the spectrum, with buggers, dragons, and minnows currently your go-to patterns. The bass have started to appear to go in the quiet, that or the guys that are still catching are not confessing. No news from Albert Falls Dam, but word from Midmar is that there are still fish to be had. With the waters cooling, especially along the edges and shallow margins now, a top tip seen recently is to head for deeper water, where the water temperatures will remain more constant. Bait fish will also head for these areas as the underwater vegetation will stick around longer and afford them some cover. And of course, the predators will follow the food. Top tip number two is to fish slow, which is a pretty generic pattern pretty much across all freshwater species, because fish in cooler or cold water will move slower. So if imitation is the name of the game, follow suit with your lures. Popular currently are soft plastics and paddle tails, weighted to get to the bottom in the deeper water. In other reports, word is that carp are still available on the surface at Albert Falls Dam, but might be somewhat picky as there's plenty of midge around and the fish are just slurping them off the surface. So no specific flies or lures, you just need to get it in front of them and hope that it ends up in their path and in the gob as they hoover along the surface. Early mornings are best as they tend to be less line shy, and as the light gets up they can get a bit spooky, and spook one, you spook the shoal. And then again there seems to be a second session of about mid-morning to late morning when the sun is up but not scaring off the fish. So guys, tight lines all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. What a fantastic way to round off the show. I'm glad to hear that there's been so much fish on the bite. And with less than 2 weeks to go, you're absolutely right. Let's get that river action fix in. Jan, I don't know how you do it, my friend. Good luck on the Boston Festival that's coming up. But, yo, to be in that cold weather... Yeah, I'm a Durban boy, and I do look forward to my winter fishing, but in those temperatures, I'm not so sure. Buddy, thank you so much for that great advice on that. Fishing patterns during those cooler waters, right? Like you said, fish slow. I mean, there's some proper technical advice over there, as you always deliver to us. So guys, that rounds off this week's show. I hope it gets you into the right feeding zones. Looks like there are some areas that are hotter than others. The weather is looking good for the weekend where the sea is going to flatten. There is some garrick around, there's cob around, there's shad around. And as Jan said, there is definitely the freshwater species around. And if you are chasing that bass, just put in that effort. You will be rewarded with those proper slabs. So for now, if you are looking for the highlights version of the show and some of these catches that we were talking about, make sure to check out our YouTube channel where you can catch all of this, including seeing the faces that you hear behind the voice on this podcast show. And guys, while you're at there, make sure to hit that subscribe button and that notification bell not to miss out on any further shows. So until next week, I am Vanessa Green for Angler News South Africa. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. So thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. None of this could happen without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you. And in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.